The general nominated to be the Army's chief of staff suggested this morning that the plan to cut 2,600 soldiers from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson isn't final yet. But as APRN's Liz Ruskin reports, it's hard to say whether the Army really plans to reconsider or whether the general merely agreed to follow a procedure to reach a predetermined end.
Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan appeared to make some headway at the confirmation hearing of General Mark Milley, the four-star likely to become the top uniformed officer of the Army. Since the JBEAR cuts were announced this month, both Alaska senators have argued it makes no sense to cut an Arctic-trained brigade when Russia is adding troops in the region. Sullivan says the Army should hold off until the Pentagon develops a real operation plan for the Arctic, not just the 13-page Arctic strategy it produced in 2013.
He mentions climate change five times and in a footnote mentions Russia. This is a joke of a strategy.
Milley says the full Arctic operation plan is almost done, and he agreed with Sullivan the cuts shouldn't come before the plan. Milley says, actually, that's the sequence the Army is following. Though he also deployed the past tense as he spoke of a decision.
The forces in Alaska don't get reduced, according to the decision I think I heard, don't get reduced until end of 16 and 17. So an O plan first, reduction of forces second, if still required.
Milley confirmed that even if the cuts go through as stated, the Army would leave one-third of the 425th Brigade Combat Team in Alaska so that someday the full unit might be reconstituted.
So it's designed to go to a battalion task force with the intent of reversing it if funding is made available.
Milley calls Russia the number one threat to the United States due to its nuclear strength and recent aggression. The need to focus more on the Arctic resonates with Senator John McCain, who chaired Milley's confirmation hearing in the Senate Armed Services Committee.
We've got a very full agenda, but the Arctic, I think, is another area that we have to be concerned, particularly given Russian behavior. Even Sweden, which is traditionally, as we know, a very neutral nation, has become extremely concerned about Russian activity in their territorial waters.
The Army is cutting 15 of its 45 brigade combat teams. Milley says that leaves an adequate number, but he cautioned brigades can't ramp up overnight. It takes years to build a new team. In Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.